Tommy Jimmy Jr. and Joe Johnson sit in the bright afternoon sun on the steps leading up to the Telephone Hill neighborhood in downtown Juneau. The pair came to relax near the tall green trees and thimbleberry bushes.
I'm here every day.
Yeah.
And this has always been a part of my walk going through this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I do the flume, and oftentimes I'll meet him here and I'll come down this way from the flume.
Jimmy is Tlingit and grew up in Juneau. He didn't actually know that there were plans underway to redevelop the Telephone Hill area.
I think those houses are just as old as some of those that are down here in the village. I would think they would be renovating some of those houses up there rather than trying to get rid of them. They're historical monuments as far as I'm concerned.
The neighborhood sits on roughly 4 acres of land on a hill in the center of downtown Juneau. There are 7 houses and 1 5-unit apartment building there. Most residents there have been openly opposed to the city's redevelopment plan. But in February, after a handful of community meetings on the topic, the Juneau Assembly asked city staff to move forward with a plan that would demolish the neighborhood's historic homes and add more than 100 new housing units. But when will that actually happen? Well, at Monday's Assembly Committee meeting, City Manager Katie Kester said it all depends on the developer.
You know, I think the earliest we could do anything would be next summer, which I find that to be fairly unlikely. I also hope it doesn't take up to 3 years, which is the other end of the spectrum on that.
At the meeting, the Assembly approved a plan to seek interested developers who might want to take on the project. Once the city chooses one of them, that will determine how quickly the project moves along. All the people who live on Telephone Hill right now are renters, but some have lived there for decades. The land is owned by the city, which took it over from the state 2 years ago. Kester says the city is not actively maintaining the houses up there anymore, but will continue to let the renters live there for the time being. But if any health or safety issues arise in the buildings, they may need to vacate the residence.
We are encouraging people to move out and find alternative housing as soon as possible.
Affordability is also a key point for the Assembly in its decisions about how the project should move forward. For years, the Assembly has been trying to find different avenues to tuck affordability requirements or incentives into development projects amid Juneau's housing crisis. On Monday, the Assembly approved a goal for the Telephone Hill project to have 20% of its units be below market rent. But Kester warned that requiring developers to sell some of their units below market will likely come at a cost to the city.
Tax abatement, site development, land transfer, we don't really know what strategies might be needed. But, you know, if the Assembly wants something and wants to mandate something as part of the development, we can expect to have to pay for part of that one way or another.
Mayor Beth Weldon made the motion to add the affordability aspect to the redevelopment plan, but she worries that some developers would be discouraged by it.
Part of me wants to just let free market reign on this particular piece of property. It's a prime piece of property. This is my struggle.
Kester says the city will put out the request for interested developers in the coming months. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.